There's an old parable about a man who had a dream one night, and he was able to see inside the doors to heaven and hell. An angel escorted him to the doors of hell, and inside the door he saw a sorry sight. A dozen or so people sitting around a very large kettle of steaming soup. And beside them were these very large and heavy spoons. It required all of their strength to lift these spoons, and it was almost impossible to get a full spoon of soup back up to their lips without tipping it over and spilling it. The people around the kettle were hungry and starving and seemed all alone, hopeless in their poverty, and so far and yet so close to food. And then the angel led him inside the doors of heaven. The man saw a similar situation, a dozen or so folks sitting around a very large kettle of soup. And again, beside each person were these gigantic spoons that were too large to pull up and lift to their lips. But something was different in this room. There was joy and laughter in this room. People were singing. They were having a good time. They appeared well-nourished. "What's the difference?" the man asked the angel. "Why are the folks in heaven so happy?" The angel replied, "Those in heaven have learned to feed each other." The kingdom of heaven bends our lives to others. Jesus reminds us by his words and actions that our true life is lived in relation to those around us, in service to those around us. The kingdom of God bends our life to community and all the virtues of community as we take an interest in others, as we listen, as we respect, as we enter into dialogue with others. In Philippians 2, we have this memorable summary of Jesus' life about how Jesus was on par with God but did not count equality with God as something to be grasped, as Adam and Eve did, didn't try to be like God, but instead submitted to life on earth, to be a human, and emptied himself. Much is made of what Jesus did in emptying himself, but at a basic level, it's a symbol, a statement of humility. If pride is being full of ourselves, humility is being empty and recognizing our emptiness. How many of us have had to learn the hard way our car didn't have as much gas in as we thought it did when we started out on a trip? Or maybe we simply forgot to look at the gas gauge, but it was emptier than we thought. And some of us even needed a second lesson. To recognize our emptiness much earlier would have been a good thing. Jesus in the Beatitudes begins kind of with our emptiness, our spiritual poverty, the poor in spirit, Jesus talks about. The kingdom of heaven is for those who are poor in spirit, or those at the end of their rope, the bankrupt, the deprived, the deficient. Blessed are those who know themselves that are spiritually poor. Jesus, in this pattern of stepping down the ladder and elevating the empty, it's countercultural to the way we think, that meaning and hope for our lives are found in relation to other people, not in doing things alone, or protecting our image, or hiding our inner selves, pretending that we're full when really we're empty. Our lives are naturally angled towards preserving ourselves and hiding our secrets. But true life is found in admitting, honestly, our emptiness. Jesus tells about a parable of these two folks in prayer, the tax collector, the crooked tax collector, the good, upright Pharisee. And the upright Pharisee celebrates his goodness. "Thank God I'm not like that other crooked tax collector." But the crooked tax collector knows his waywardness, his sinfulness, and asks simply God for mercy. It's that recognizing our impoverishment, self-emptying. It's the pattern of Jesus taking the form of a servant, there finding authentic, meaningful life. How many of us have ever gone on a service trip or a missions trip? We started talking with other people. We recognize those people that are maybe empty or impoverished are just like us, really. They're similar to us. They in the midst of their economic and cultural differences, they care about their families, they want to take good care of their property, they appreciate good food and friendship. And but for the grace of God, we could be in their place. It's humility and gratitude that bring us together and bond us in very special, memorable ways. We could say with Jesus that heaven is for those who know their spiritual poverty, for those who depend on others to be fed. Heaven is here where we find ourselves codependent on those around us. Here in heaven, we suffer and we mend together, as one person writes. Here in heaven, the language we speak assumes that you and I are one, that we need each other, that healing comes when we exhale those toxic things that we harbor in our souls by confessing them. Total exposure, this person goes on to write, is not a requirement to enjoy heaven. Total exposure is what enjoying heaven looks like. When we keep our stuff private, it's only a matter of time before it destroys us. Every story about a fall from grace is, first of all, a story of privacy. Adam and Eve in the garden, they fall and they cover up, they try to hide, and ironically, in contrast, Jesus on the cross empties himself, humbles himself, is disrobed in that process of crucifixion. Humility. Friends, the good news of the gospel is that Jesus shows us the way to love God and love the neighbor as he comes and cares for the brokenhearted, the empty, the powerless, the hungry, invites us into a community that practices the same virtues, who look beyond ourselves, where we pick up spoons to feed not ourselves, but we feed others, offering cups of cold water. The kingdom of heaven is found when we come together with others. How many of us have experienced a glimpse of heaven as we sat at a table with friends? And we said, this is what we're made for. This is what life is supposed to look like when we forget about time and we interact with those around us. And we care not about how clean the house is and how beautiful the surroundings are or what we're wearing. We care about the conversation about the other. There, friends, we find our true life in humility as we listen, as we pay attention, as we find our own hungry souls fed and nourished. Friends, in the practice of humility and our willingness to be fed by others, we find glimpses of God's love and grace and heaven. Amen.